Thank you for downloading the Men's Shed interview from Alive 90.5. The interview was recorded on the 13th of March 2014.
And with me in the studio today, I have a huge representation of people from the Men's Shed. And I have Laurie Flood, and I have Doug McKay, and we've got Rob Collis with us also. So, all of you people.
Very well, thanks, Floyd. Very good.
Last week we talked about the opening of the Men's Shed and decided that we would have you back. So you could
thank you.
A little bit more. I gave you an assignment.
You gave me an assignment, that's right. That's correct, Lloyd. And the assignment's been done and it's in for marking, actually. So.
Okay, well, in that case I'll have to have a look at it and then give you a mark. It's out of 10, Bob.
It's out of 10, is it? Yes. We wanted to profile a new member, Lloyd. And we've done that. We've profiled our newest member who joined us in late November 2013. It's now 2014. 60-year-old former IT consultant who retired late in 2013. He was working on many health department jobs, including Cumberland Hospital, which also happens to adjoin our present site. His hobbies. It's sort of quite varied, actually. He'd walk the Kokoda track, so he was looking for something not associated with fitness.
Okay, and how did he get on the Kokoda track?
He completed it very well, and he found that a very rewarding experience.
He did, yes. I should imagine it would be. I'm not going to do it myself.
No, well, I'm taking an option on that as well, thanks.
Yeah, he's a pretty fit and lively little fellow, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
I didn't realise he had that sort of qualification there.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I believe it's a lot easier than it was in the 40s.
Yeah.
So he thought he'd look for something else. He fancied himself as a bit of a handyman, so he wanted to learn more, and by joining the Men's Shed, he thought he could utilise his creative skills from his IT experience.
I can see where that would work.
And he needed something to replace the 40 hours that he put into the workforce. Use that the opportunity to get out and, as his terms, not mine, get out from underneath his wife's feet. So any gentlemen out there that are retired and looking to get out from under their wife's feet, certainly come and see us.
Come along to the Men's Shed and they can have a cup of coffee and chat about what they're going to do for the day.
That's right. That's
do some
correct.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. And if they don't do that, they can have another chat.
Have another chat. Yes, that's
exactly.
Right. Have another cup of coffee, yeah. Found out about us through another chap, a friend of his, had joined an outer western suburbs Men's Shed, and that's why he suggested that he give it a go, and he's quite enjoying it, actually.
Yeah, he's actually built what we call a mini shed for our opening day with another fellow, and they've done a fantastic job on this mini shed. It's going to be a very unusual opening day. It's fantastic.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear. Yeah, because I retired a couple of years ago. It's almost 3 years ago now, and I was sort of looking for something to do, and I sort of looked at the Men's Shed, but the radio station was closer.
That's right. But so he's getting a lot out of it. And this mini shed that we've built, it's complete with roof and windows and doors and all that.
We haven't
got that far. No,
not quite. No.
But
we've got lights inside.
Lights inside, and I think the mayor will be quite impressed.
Quite impressed, yeah.
when he opens it, on
it's got a rustic nature.
Yeah,
a rustic nature. Eh?
Yeah.
And what were you going to say something there?
I just going to say that the a typical day on a Monday, and when the shed's open, is 10 o'clock. People tend to turn up. They sit down around the table, have a cup of coffee, have a bit of a chat, discussion about what's going to happen for the day. Some people like to, I won't say be told what to do, but like to be given something to do.
They're the married
men,
are they?
They're the ones out from underneath the wife's
feet. Yeah, everyone's out. It's open slather. But as I said, we've got metalworking down there. It's starting to kick along a little bit. And we've got woodworking, which is starting to kick along. We've had a couple of impromptu lessons on how to do wood turning. And we've got another couple of those coming up in the next few weeks. And then we've also got the gardening crew that can water the garden and look after the corn that's growing out the back in the above ground garden bed type thing. And they all tend to pop in and duck off whenever they like. But we normally finish around about 2, 2:30 type of thing, 3 o'clock. Depends what's happening down there. Right.
Lloyd, we also have a, I might mention this too, we also have a landscape artist that's going to join us as well. So that gives us another direction that the shed can go in. So it's open to a wide variety of people and interests.
Okay, I understand what a landscape gardener is. A landscape artist sets up his easel and paints the people working, doesn't he?
Paints the people working. Or paints the trees or the bats moving in the trees, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got bats there?
There's quite a large bat colony, yes.
Is that
there.
Grey fox or whatever they call them?
I haven't been that close to them, actually.
Yeah, I don't know what you'd call them. They're a fairly large-sized bat, though.
Yeah, they sounds like the ones that nest in Parramatta Park.
That's correct.
That's the group.
Grey-head fox bat.
Something like that,
Rob might be able to tell you some more, because it'll be all part of the urban growth.
There's
North Parramatta.
Yeah, the Urban Growth New South Wales have been commissioned by the state government effectively to look at a master plan for that whole area, which covers the Kambala site, the Cumberland Hospital, the Old King School, the Parramatta Park, part of the Leeds Club, and they're looking at developing a master plan so that the whole area can be developed in a sustainable manner. So that all of the historical buildings and things that are there are self-maintained from industry or whatever happens in that particular area. And the bats being there is quite an interesting thing for them to have to consider and to look at.
It is, actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a fairly large colony.
It's a very large colony, yeah. And, of course, last weekend there was the Children's Day for the Parramatta Girls Foundation. There's some of the history there that from the female factory and that sort of thing. So there's a lot of history in the area.
Yeah, there certainly is.
Yeah, yeah.
I just hope they don't put high rises up there, aren't they?
That's what we're hoping too, and we're hoping that we'll maintain our residence with where we are. We've got a wonderful facility overall. It's a nice building. It's well laid out now. So probably one of the roomier men's sheds, I would suggest, and it'd be a shame to see it go for other purposes. It's moulding into a beautiful men's shed. It's early days, but it is really moulding
like
into a beautiful
sort
shed.
Of a men's warehouse.
Well, yes, it's getting towards a men's warehouse, I guess. The Bunnings of men's sheds, I guess you could say.
Okay, yeah, well, it would be a shame to see that area changed in character. You know, I think it would be much better left as a public precinct and developed in that way so that you acted attracted people for tourism and so forth.
I think that's it. That's on the program to do just that. Have a tourist precinct similar to what's in Melbourne, and go from the jail through the old sites there, and there's a lot of history across the road, of course, as Rob said, with the King's School, and then down to the gates at the Parramatta Park gates further down towards the CBD area of Parramatta, and then in the park itself with Government House and all that sort of stuff. So there is a lot of history in Parramatta that's got to be opened up.
Yeah, somebody actually suggested me, you know, the old Parramatta Jail, of course, it's sitting there empty, they filmed a film there recently called Convict, and that was very good, actually, if you get a chance to see it. Some of the people that were involved in that suggested that the Parramatta Jail would make a good arts precinct. For people in acting and film and all sorts of arts, you know, and that it would be a perfect setting for that type of... endeavour, if you like.
I thought that was an excellent idea.
So we're part of that. We're like being in jail. We're at the minister's pleasure. Our tenancy agreement's at the minister's pleasure. We're very particular as to trying to maintain our position there with any future development of the site that we'd like to be included in that, if you like. But it all comes down to exactly what they're going to do with the site.
Yeah. And, of course, that whole area backs on to Parramatta Park, which is a wonderful green space area for the whole of Parramatta CBD, which is now, as we heard recently, one of the most livable cities in New South Wales.
Yes. Well, I don't know if Julie Owens would agree with that.
Well, that's why we've invited her along on Saturday morning, yes.
Yeah.
As well as Jeff Lee. Dr. Jeff Lee is the state member for Parramatta as well.
It sounds like it's going to be a good day. I'm going to be there too, of course.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for coming down, Lloyd.
Excellent. Yeah. And we've got, of course, the Lord Mayor, Councillor Chitty, doing the opening.
What a good idea.
Which is great.
And he gets to open the mini shed.
He opens the mini shed.
Just a couple of things we've got coming up. We've got a project coming up on behalf of WISE, and that's in conjunction with the Caribbee Community Centre. And that's with some young people from their centre coming down to the shed to help us build possum boxes for WISE. We have a project to build, I think, 20 or 30 possum boxes.
20, yeah.
And so that's our involvement in the community and getting the community involved in our men's shed and the activities.
Yeah, and not only that either, but you were getting involved with the Cumberland community, the hospital, with the restoration of the greenhouse and that type of thing.
Yeah, we have in the park. Prior to Christmas, we erected a garden shed for them, a couple of garden beds, I think.
Yeah, they're looking now to enhance their garden space. Yeah. So that's another one. We've done the Baronia Multicultural Centre at Toongabby. That's been completed, I think, in Seniors Week. There's an opening 22nd, I think, the date of that is. So we've built that as well as other community events that we've done last year through the Parramatta district in conjunction with Parramatta Council, of course.
Sounds like you do a lot of community work.
Well, and we're hoping to do more in the year 2014. So that's probably a plug we can give, Lloyd, to any communities that need assistance with their open days or running barbecues for them or just helping in general. Please get in contact with us.
And you were saying before about one of your newer members and how he... given up working 40 hours a week. Did he really work 40 hours a week?
Well, if you've dealt with computer programmers or IT consultants,
they generally work 80.
Like 60 or 70.
Yeah,
or 80.
Yeah, that's right. But they were his words. That's correct. But sometimes they build you things that you don't really know much about, and they know all about it, so there is that compromise situation there. But no, he's really enjoying himself, and as Rob said earlier on, he's working with a very, very apt tradesperson and building this mini shed, and it looks absolutely fantastic as a feature of our open day. So,
and I think one of the benefits there too is the chappie that he's working with is an extremely experienced tradesperson, and he's had a lot of years in the woodworking side of things. And this other young fellow is actually picking up a lot of skills that he never knew he could learn from this older chap. And so what we're finding in the shed is that there's a lot of this skills transfer and knowledge transfer happening just in natural without it sort of having to be forced or
programmed.
Yeah, I mean, in my own case, I've retired also 2 years ago, and I'm finding that with some of the older gentlemen there, the knowledge and things that I'm learning from them is just mind-blowing.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have credited it unless you were in that situation.
Yeah, and that's true too. When you mix with other people, you do pick up skills. And we live in a sort of a fairly isolated society these days. You know, you tend to go to work, you come home, you spend time with the family. So you don't get the transfer that you used to get days gone by, if you like.
And in some cases too, today people are very protective of their knowledge.
Yes,
because their knowledge is their business.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Just on that, we've got a man in his early 80s, man of advanced years, that's good, Lord, that always opens to suggestions, put an idea out and he'll come back with a suggestion so that his brain is quite active in that regard, and that's another plus, because it opens another area, and he sort of thinks outside the box a little, and sometimes his ideas are right out there, but other times it just goes to show that he's thinking about what's happening at the shed. He's not just coming down, having his coffee, having a tea, having a chat and going home. When we send an email out, he thinks about it. Yeah.
That outside the box thing is lateral thinking.
Yeah.
Some people have it, some people don't.
But it's also getting back to the basic premise of the whole men's shed principle, and that is the sharing of ideas and of knowledge and of friendship and of people who otherwise would be isolated are now part of a little mini group, if you want to put it that way, or part of a group, and they've got outside contact now from what otherwise would have been an isolated situation.
Yeah, and when you have reached these advanced years, it's very good to be involved with something like that and keep your mind active, your body active, and you live longer.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you really do. But if you sit at home and vegetate and watch daytime soaps or whatever, it's not very exciting, is it?
No.
It's much better to get out there amongst the community and learn something new, teach somebody else something new.
Teach somebody else, yes, definitely.
Okay, anything else you'd like to cover?
No, that's about it, I think.
Just in relationship to men's health, we do have a hearing test, a guy coming in to give people a hearing test.
Oh, so you'll all be getting hearing aids.
I beg your pardon, huh? Couldn't resist that one.
The men's health thing is an important part of it. It's talking so people will talk to each other in relationship to their own particular problems.
So just to remind everybody, Lloyd, it's 10 o'clock for 10:30, number 1 Fleet Street in Parramatta.
Saturday
the 15th of March, and if anybody would like to come along,
please give Rob a call on
0417 223 815.
And thank you very much, Lloyd, for the opportunity of coming on 90.5 and advertising our event. It's been a pleasure to come and talk to you.
Thanks a lot.
Been a pleasure having you.
Thanks, Lloyd, much appreciated.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Alive 90.5.